Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons, and as we do every Thursday, we're going to speak with Andrew Razor Raycroft. Let's go to the guest line, where Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Based on that intro, Razor, I feel like I have to ask you what your favorite kind of music is before we get into hockey. So what's Razor's playlist?
It wasn't Boys to Men, that's for sure. it was, you know, maybe a little more rock-ish. No country. Never really a country guy. I got a lot of country. I grew up when I was a kid, so I think I pushed back on that. But Indiana, and my kids have me more to like the dance music now, a little EDM. I listen to that.
Oh
now.
Yeah, I like a little EDM, yeah. Huh?
Wow. Do you listen to the Do you listen to the super heavy stuff when you hang out with Tuca?
No, I'm not that heavy. Like, I'm the middle guy. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind Metallica or Tool or something like that, but it's not really at the top of the list.
Okay, speaking of Tuca, I'm going a different direction here. I'm watching the game the other night on the traditional broadcast, and they were, I think, promoting you guys on the alternate broadcast. You and Tuca were on there, and there was some little line that seemed a little snarky about, well, if you listen to the alternate broadcast, it's never the goalie's fault when goals go in or something like that.
Two goalies. What do you expect?
What's that all about?
Yeah, it's a shot. Us goalies are happy to take it, I guess. They were certainly giving it to us a little bit, but we're fair. We're more than happy to rip on a goalie if he gives a bad goal. But to the untrained eye, not all goals are equal.
Hey, real quick, can I just I ran into Tuca one time a few years ago at a restaurant. He was standing outside a restaurant in the Seaport, dressed to the nines, dude, is that guy like always dressed up like perfect everything, hair? He's wearing like a suit and just looked like it wasn't even a game night. Is that how he dresses all the time?
Yeah, he keeps it together. I mean, he's literally playing golf every single day. So
really?
If he's not in that suit, he's in his golf attire just in case. I think he just drives around Boston waiting for someone to invite him to play golf. I think that's basically how it works. He's America's guest, trust me.
Is he a good handicap? Is he a good player? He's a stick?
Yeah, he's competitive. He's he's definitely a single digit player, but he's more of a, he loves when there's something on the line and he shows up in the, in those respects.
On that front, real quick, before I get to my hockey question, Razor, I'd often heard goalies love golf and tennis. Are you a big fan or regular player of either?
Yeah, golfer for sure. I played more tennis when I was a kid. I don't play as much now, but absolutely golf or tennis all day, every day over fishing or whatever other hobbies hockey players have.
Like it.
Like all right, so now here's my main question. How does a team lose 7-2 one night and then turn right around the next night and win 5-2? And is this the kind of roller coaster season that we just need to buckle up and expect from Marco Sturm's first year with the Bruins?
I think yes, you have to buckle up for it. I think as much as and for more than just the reason that it's the Boston Bruins, I think it's the National Hockey League, because the Ottawa Senators, who smoked the Bruins 7-2, lost 6-3 in Chicago the next night and got absolutely ran out of the building by a Chicago Blackhawks team that the Boston Bruins beat earlier in the year. So I think right now it is the whole league's topsy-turvy. The league is essentially everybody 500. There's a couple of outliers at the top and the bottom, but you look at the Eastern Conference, it's everyone's 500. So I think they're just trying to figure out where the water level is and who's good, who isn't. And with just so many games, I know I talked to you guys last week about the amount of games everybody's playing early in the season. I think it's creating a little bit more inconsistency from team to team. Even the Islanders game from the Bruins, like, we're talking shift-to-shift inconsistency. It's not even game-to-game. It's literally every 5 minutes you're getting a different group. So I think that's here to stay for a little while, unfortunately, from the Bruins' point of view.
Can I raise it? You have a theory on why that is? I mean, in the NFL, everybody says because they don't practice in pads enough, so it's sloppy for the first, you know, month and a half. Is there a reason you think there's just – inconsistency right now in the NHL?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think there's not enough practice time. I think the Bruins have had two full practices, you know, through 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks of the season. There's too many games. Just can't get a lot done. Can't really dig in. Science, sports, medicine, they have to take one day off a week as well, guys. So if you play four games in the week, like this week, let's say they play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they have to take a day off somewhere in there as well. So you basically have 2 days. You can't go too hard because you're playing so many times. That's the big reason for it.
Razor, last week you taught me don't just blame the goalie, look elsewhere. So I'm looking elsewhere. And that caused me to start looking at Charlie McAvoy. And the more I looked, the less I liked. He's making a boatload of money. I believe he's the individual leader in minor penalties. I believe I saw a stat where he's on the ice for the most 5-on-5 goals among any defenseman in the NHL. How concerning right now is the way Charlie McAvoy is playing?
Well, it hasn't. Yeah, you're right. Those numbers are indicative of where he's at. I think he's struggled a little bit. His partner, Mason Lowrie, struggled as well. We talked last week with no Hampus Lindholm having more minutes. So the fact he's on the ice, just you're going to end up being on the ice for more goals if your team's okay, like the Bruins have been. All of those factors come together. I think with Lindholm back in the lineup, Charlie can focus on his game just a little bit more, be a little bit more physical. But there's no question, to be a number one defenseman that Charlie is for this team, that the level has to go up for them to be successful more consistently.
Razor, here's one for you on someone that we don't usually talk about too often. Seeing as though he's one of the younger players that's made the roster and he's stuck in the lineup so far this season, what would you say is a reasonable ceiling for Fraser Mitton? And does his game compare to anyone that you've seen in Bruins past?
Does it compare? I mean, I think Charlie Coyle with maybe a little more offensive upside. I think that's a pretty good comparison at this point. I think you're seeing the other night he scores an empty net goal. He's on the ice in a 6-on-5 situation as a 21-year-old player. That means the coaching staff have confidence in him. They moved. What'll be interesting, it's happening again tonight, is they moved Morgan Geeky off of Pasternak's line the other night and put him with Fraser Mitton and Tanner Janot. And they're going to keep that line together again tonight. I'm curious if that will allow Fraser to get a little more offensive and go in and get the puck and find Morgan Geeky, who is second in the National Hockey League in goals, just like that with 8 on the season, and he's hot right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Now, so I think they move Geeky there to see if they can get a little more creativity out of that line, and it'll be interesting to see if Frazier can do that.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here with WEEI Afternoons. Razor, Corposalo, back-to-back games here. What's that all about? I remember hearing early in the year Marco Sturm say he was going to go with his gut at times with the goalie, didn't have a real mapped-out plan. But should that pique my curiosity, that back-to-back games for Corposalo here?
Yeah, absolutely. Pique away. I think when they talked about it, we're going to go with the guy who's playing better or who gives us the opportunity to win or whoever my gut tells me. And you go off of the two games, Jeremy Swayman by no means was the reason they lost, but you give up seven goals. And then the guy after you goes in and gets a big win on home ice against an Eastern Conference team, 2-on-36. He plays really well. Then you want to reward that. You want to reward that early in the season. You want to put that in place, not just for the goaltenders, but for the entire team. If we're going to be a team and put culture, then Marco Sturm needs to make decisions like that, and I think in this case it's the right one.
I certainly think you know Swayman better than I do. How does he react to something like that? If we're reading it that way, how does he react to this?
Well, it's okay to miss a couple, to not get the one back-to-back, and I'm sure he sees it the same way. I gave up seven, he gave up two. Back in, and I'll get my work ready to go Saturday afternoon or next third Tuesday. But again, it's not like we're not in a position where even if Corposalo wins against Knight, they can't afford to rip him off 6-7 times in a row. So for Jeremy, it's a lot less than being healthy scratch, let's say, or this is just kind of the rhythm of the NHL and the goaltending this year.
All right, so Razor, I got my last question for you. It's just kind of based off of what you, my earlier question about just the the slow starts for some of these teams. I'm just curious, has there ever been issues with the players union and the NHL as far as games played? I mean, you look at, I've always said this, the NHL, the Stanley Cup to me is the hardest trophy to win in all of sports. Four rounds of best of seven series, are you kidding me? And 82 games. And no time to practice or really get better because of all the games you play. Has there ever been talk of, changing the format, changing the shortening the season to, make it easier on you guys? It just feels like physically it's so gosh darn demanding. Has there ever been talk of that?
Yeah, they have made it easy, Teddy, easier. Like just the rule of having to have a day off. I mean, when I was playing, if you're the backup goalie or the one of the extra players, you wouldn't have a day off for 35 days. I mean, because you'd run an optional skate on the Sunday when everybody had the day off. They'd want to keep you at the rink. So they've given guys, they've made it a lot easier for the players. Now, the issue from a games point of view, they're actually going to add two games next year. They're going to go to 84 and take it off the preseason.
Oh.
But that's mostly because, and the players are okay with that because the NHL is so gate driven. We don't have the $100 billion TV deal that the NFL has. So much gate reliant, and when you're a 50-50 revenue partner in a salary cap league, you're okay with playing more games to bring in more revenue.
Before we let you go, Razor, are we getting to a win streak tonight?
Yeah, why not? Playing good.
Listen,
you can tell. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this league, let alone with the Bruins. The Sabres, again, they looked horrible 2 weeks ago when they came to Boston. And the Bruins beat them, and they outshot them 17-2 in the first period. And they started 0-4, and now they've rattled off 4 of 6 games. So, I don't know. It's not like they're playing Carolina on Saturday. That's an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo's a team that they can certainly beat.
Is Buffalo considered one of the worst places to play? I mean, it just feels like they're perennially suck year in, year out. I mean, is there a reputation for Buffalo as like who wants to play there kind of thing?
They've really stunk. But if you're a family guy, it's kind of like Pittsburgh. Guys really like it there. The suburbs are nice. The Bills are like, there's some nice areas.
Yeah.
You're close to Canada. If you're from that area, lots of people can visit. Of course, it's not major nightlife for like the younger guys, but there's a lot of guys that have stayed in Buffalo that played and have put down roots there. So it's a little sneaky. But to your point, they haven't made the playoffs in 16 years, so they do suck.
Yeah, and 7 feet of snow on occasion whenever you're looking for a lake effect storm. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Razor, appreciate the honesty, and we're going to hold you to that. We guaranteed that they would beat the Sabres tonight.
Yeah,
that's what I took from that answer.
Yep, uh-huh.
I'm done. Hold me to it.
All right, we'll talk to you next
week.
See
you, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Right.
See
ya.
That was Nesson analyst.
No reason we can't have fun with Razor.
Absolutely.
Even in a season. You know, you look at the
great.
You look at their record. You go, okay, they're 2 games under 500. They're 5-7, and they're 4-3 at home.
Yeah. So and it's
not
a weird
as bad
start.
As, you know,
like I was looking. Do you know the longest win streak in the NHL is 3 games right now? And I know you're only 11 games in for 10 game, whatever. Yeah. But like, no one's doing anything consistently.
But I think a lot of us were taking our cues from the players. They sounded dejected after some of these games.
Yes,
so
they
did. You're kind of like. If they're feeling that, then how do we not feel that way, right?
At least we know they care. The nice thing is, Ted, at least we know they care.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Bruins do play the Sabres tonight. They will have Corposalo in net, and Razor says it's okay for that to pique my interest. We'll get back to that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.